Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on the website. A lot of those talk show hosts charge you for their sites. Ours is free. So go and enjoy freetalklive.com. Last night, Mark, we teased a story that you wanted to talk about with a mother engaging in what is called fat shaming. And to me, this doesn't really seem like news. I'm not sure, you know, what's the issue here. I mean, have you experienced this? What made you want to bring this to the table? I don't know anything about it.
Fat shaming's a thing, right? I mean, you know, it's become a thing.
People have been picking on folks for their body types, whether it's being too fat or too skinny or
as long as there have been body types and then people, right?
Wearing glasses. I mean, I remember elementary school. So what you're saying is this woman's an adult and she's fat shaming.
Well, I'm not claiming that she's fat shaming. I'm claiming that she's being accused of fat shaming.
Aha. All right. So, well, I've heard nothing on this. So let's do it.
I gotcha. So the gal's name is Abby Pell, and this is coming from, I've got, there's all kinds of stories on this, but the one I've got here is from Fox8.com. Funny or fat shaming? Mom faces backlash over six-pack abs and Instagram photo. So Abby Pell she's from England, West Sussex, if you know your England. But I don't, have no clue where the lady's from. But she is definitely a hot mom.
Okay.
Right? Like, she is as fit as they come. She likes to take pictures on her and put them on her Instagram of her in her underpants. And this is her thing, right? Like, and
good for her.
Right. She's got every business taking pictures of herself in her underpants, too. And her husband, ripped as he could possibly be.
This lady's like a supermodel or something. She's pretty good looking.
Yeah, she's probably a little short for a supermodel, but, you know, I mean, nonetheless, she's put the time in, she's put the hard work in, and she's got the body to prove it.
Okay.
And she's gotten some trouble, and that trouble just continues to sort of simmer. Actually, this one of these posts, she's kind of calmed down since then, but she put a post here that of her holding up her shirt. You actually, I don't think, on this photo, you can't see her face entirely, but you can see her daughter, who's kind of like got that, oh my, look, while she's looking at the camera and she's pointing at her mommy's abs.
Okay.
And she's saying, I have a kid, a six-pack, and no excuse. So this is, the claim is
what she's posting on her own Twitter or Instagram?
Yeah, her social media.
Okay.
And, you know, she's got a certain amount of followers because, well, it's easy to put up a picture of a pretty lady and get a bunch of followers,
no doubt,
at least on Facebook. I'm not familiar with Instagram, really, but I suspect that it holds true.
So what you're saying is she's made a comment about herself on her own social media.
That's correct.
Has there been an allegation that this lady has gone on the pages of overweight people and actually shamed them in their own domain?
This is the hypersensitivity to which I am trying to refer here.
Okay.
This is a lady who's, you know, when I would work out, I would often have sort of a rough way of sort of speaking to myself. Come on, Mark, burn that grease. You know, things like that would
fight more,
motivate me to do things. Yeah. And she has this kind of sound here, but, you know, some people just can't, some people who apparently can't get their butt in the gym and do some crunches or whatever, you know, it's just a little too much for them when she says she doesn't have an excuse. And the claim is that she's pressuring mums well, that's England,
yeah.
You know, like, it's already, life's hard enough for us women, and you come out here with a six-pack abs. it's kind of the complaint. And I'm not going to claim life isn't hard for women. I would contend that, you know, my wife, I don't know, with one kid, how she gets done the things she needs to get done. It seems like she's constantly working. But you know, and she doesn't have a 9-to-5 job. And so I can understand why women feel pressured. I hope they understand that men too feel pressured. But I don't.
Yeah, I don't always feel that great when a guy with six pack abs shows up.
Right, that jerk walking around with those six pack abs.
But at least I recognize that that's my problem, not his.
Right. So that's kind of what's going on here. This poor lady has worked out very hard and you know, gotten a great body to show for it, and people her. What I would say is shaming her for her hard work.
Mm.
And it's
they're jealous.
It goes back and forth. That's what it seems like to me. Now, she claims that she's trying to inspire people, which I'm sure she is. I've been accused of, I don't know my English accents for my West Sussex, but I've been accused of adding unnecessary pressure on women, and more specifically to mums to lose weight.
You sound more like a Catholic schoolmarm or something like that.
She says, I'd like to clarify that it is not my objective whatsoever. So, yeah, she's
just
trying.
Lord, I hope she doesn't sound like that.
Well, it would help make up for having the six-pack abs, maybe. If she sounds like that, people won't be so jealous.
Yeah.
She says, this is not quoted, she says, I don't live in the gym, and I don't eat nothing but rabbit food. I do have a ton of other time-consuming commitments and days that stress me out. I crave chocolate and wine, and sometimes I would rather spend my evenings sat on the sofa eating hobnobs and watching TV. I can't tell you how many evenings I've sat on the sofa eating hobnobs.
Is a hobnob like a bonbon?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Watching TV and sweating my butt off at the gym. But I make time for exercise and I make healthy choices when it comes to what I eat. It's about priorities, and I don't regret the choices I've made. It's not easy, but it's a lot easier than looking in the mirror every day and not feeling happy with the reflection staring back at you.
Hobnobs are a brand name of a commercial biscuit, which, of course, is another word for cookie over in the UK. Inspired by a traditional recipe, they're made from rolled oats and jumbo oats, similar to a flapjack/digestive biscuit hybrid. Now you know more about a hobnob.
That's not what a flapjack digested biscuit is, but okay.
An oat cookie.
It's an oat cookie. So she says, be happy, be healthy, and empower others to feel the same.
That sounds fine.
It's all fine. This is a bunch of ridiculous crap by jealous people who are transposing their feelings upon this lady.
Now, maybe I missed it. Who's writing about this? Where are you?
It's all over.
I've not seen it.
Look, get on your favorite search engine and search Abby Pell, and you will find myriad stories on this woman. I mean, it's just over and over again.
Well, where's this one coming from? What is
this? This is Fox8.com.
Was there some particular celebrity do-gooder who called this person out? Or
I haven't gotten that. I think it's just the kerfuffle over it. And I understand that women often feel pressured, and that much I get, and I think that that's, you know, a legitimate concern. But what they're probably not understanding is many of Abby's choices have to do with diet and not exercise. She certainly goes and exercises, but we all have enough time to exercise if you have enough time for entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. Like, sure. If you're watching TV, you know, or playing games, you have time for exercise. What her choices are largely dietary choices that give her the body that she's got. And most of us choose not to make the dietary choices that she chooses to make. This lady is eating a lot of vegetables. She is eating chicken breast with nothing on it. These are the dietary choices that she chooses to make. If you want to eat more fatty foods and more carbs and then all that stuff, you're not going to have the body that Abby has, and all the complaining in the world isn't going to change it.
I would love to hear from somebody who thinks this lady's done something wrong here, because, I mean, it seems pretty clear to me. I mean, okay, so look, I haven't read
anything. I haven't found anything that she's done wrong.
So you've reviewed her posts?
I've looked over and over. Now, this lady has, this concern has been going on for more than a year.
Over her posts.
Over her posts. And she has these kind of, rah, rah, let's go posts, all right, troops, get it in line. Let's get out there and work out.
She's like a fitness blogger is, yep, what I'm seeing here. That's what you expect from a fitness blogger.
The bizarre thing is, what makes her enough of a public figure that anybody's concerned with what she's
posting? Everybody's a public figure now.
I guess. I mean, usually you'd think somebody would be a celebrity before there's controversy over their Twitter post.
Well, there are, I mean, within the fitness world, there are people who are known within that world, but maybe you and I wouldn't know about them.
So she's like their equivalent. 855
450 free. We'll talk about it coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market, making it just a free, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. One mom has been posting pictures of herself online, and she's apparently a fitness blogger. She, you know, posts about the stuff she's eating, her workouts. She shows the results, and she's gotten some really good results. She's a good-looking lady, and as she pointed out, she's had a kid, and she's got rock-hard abs, and she says, no excuses. On one of her pictures, just one of her myriad of photos on her Instagram account of herself, modeling and, you know, looking very, very nice. And apparently there are a number of people who are very upset at this lady for daring to actually say things like, have a kid, six-pack, and no excuse. And this is apparently upsetting a number of people who claim she's what's called fat-shaming. But to me, I don't see anything. I'm looking at her her posts here, and I don't know where the blogging actually happens, because Instagram is not a blog site. It's just a place where people post pictures. But she's being called a fitness blogger, so maybe she actually has a blog somewhere. And maybe she does engage in fat shaming, but so far I haven't seen that. What I've seen is a lady just trying to kind of motivate people who are paying attention to her.
It sounds more like skinny bragging than fat shaming.
Yeah, I'd say it's that.
And fine, good for her. I mean, she's got...
What's the line on that?
Well, somebody's got to toot your horn. I mean, there's nothing wrong with tooting your own horn, because you're probably the only one who's going to, right? So,
yeah. Well, I guess the other question is, what's the significance of crossing that line?
I mean,
okay, so if somebody decides to say that fat people should be less fat, well, they have that right.
Yeah, I think
that's... and other people have the right to say, well, screw you, I'm happy the way I am.
Indeed, and I kind of wonder, because generally what society is going to provide to you is they're going to provide to you a list of more and less optimal behaviors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's kind of the definition of a society or a culture. And do we want to add being obese to the list of preferred or acceptable behaviors? It's not like I'm not moving that direction myself. I need to lose weight as much as anybody, but I'm just kind of, it's a pressure, right? Like, that's a societal pressure. And what is it that we want to provide to people? Because it seems like you're not supposed to have an opinion on anything about anybody else, right?
So there's another picture here on her Instagram that says, do you even lift? Which is something that I've seen before.
Yeah.
It's another kind of meme. And it shows her standing in a gym. She's got a barbell with two fairly large-looking weights on the side. Now, you can't tell if there's somebody else on the other side's holding it up for her.
The lady, I've seen the lady doing pull-ups. She's strong.
Yeah. So, I mean, presumably this is her actually holding this thing up. And it says, do you even lift? Now, that could be interpreted as her shaming, you know, skinny, wimpy guys like me. I mean, so she's not... I don't think she's necessarily even attacking fat people here. It's just a shot at people who, you know, don't work out.
I don't even think it's that. I mean, I think it's encouragement, really. I don't take what she says as a shot, right?
Do you even lift is definitely, like, when you deliver that to somebody.
Right, you.
If you're not delivering it to any particular person, do you even lift? Does who even lift?
That's true. She's not delivering it to any particular person, but the classic use from what I've seen of this, like, Vitaly is one of these YouTube pranksters. He goes around to guys who are actually look kind to buff, and then he'll say something like, do you even lift? And, you know, it's not particularly one of his best videos, but that's the way it's delivered. Like, you know, delivering that to somebody to kind of insult their physical prowess, I guess you could say. But so what? It's her Instagram. If she wants to put whatever she wants on her Instagram, who cares? If you don't like the lady's attitude, don't read her Instagram. This is like the same thing that happens when sometimes I'll post something on my Facebook page, and I don't even know. I can't give you an example of what it might be, but it's something that could offend, right? Like, somebody might get upset about what I've posted, and then people get upset about it, and, you know...
You'll say things about people that have not yet moved to New Hampshire who believe in the ideas of liberty. Like, I've seen that be a problem for you.
Oh, yeah, like move to New Hampshire or something like that, sure.
Yeah.
And then people will get all upset about it, and, you know, my response to that is, if you don't like what I write, then please feel free to stop reading it anytime. You don't have to spend your time on my page.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like this is the same thing.
If you find me offensive, stop finding me.
Exactly.
And I guess, you know, the other concern I would have on this is, you know, what is fat shaming? Why is it, you know, why is it important? Because, I mean, what I would want to provide myself is both positive and negative reinforcement about my weight, right? Like, I want both of those things for me. So it's kind of a the do unto others thing, the golden rule. Like, I suspect she feels the same, right? Like, she's providing herself motivation, and some days it's the positive motivation, and some days it's the negative motivation that gets her to do whatever it is that she does. And she wants to provide both the positive and the negative motivation to people to get, you know, get out there and do the things she's done, because she considers that to be a good thing. She considers that to be a value. And I would say that she's right. It is a value. If we consider, you know, I mean, all you have to do is look at the traffic that fit, you know, gals that work out get versus your average lard butt. And you'll see that the traffic is significantly higher for the, you know, the fit gals, mm-hmm. and that they're able to get jobs and sponsorships and all kinds of things out of it. And, you know, look at me, I can eat a bag of Cheetos by myself, not sponsorable. And, you know, I mean, I think that this is, I think you should treat everybody with love and respect. But I think at the same time that we can provide both positive and negative reinforcement to people to, you know, be healthy and exercise.
So there you go.
A variety of things.
Her name is Abby, what was it, Pell?
Pell.
Abby Pell, spelled like it sounds. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Erod in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Hello, Erod.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hey, I hate to switch reels on you, but it is Free Talk Live.
It is. Go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway, I have a story which is extremely disturbing that deserves, I believe, in my opinion, you know, national attention. A couple of years ago, back in 2013, you may have heard of a high school kid in Valdosta, Georgia. His name was Kendrick Johnson. He was found dead and rolled up in one of these gym
mats.
Right. You've heard the story. Yeah.
Yep.
So at any rate, you know, there's been really hardly any movement on the story. He was, the coroner first, you know, said that he died of blunt force trauma. Meanwhile, the, you know, the investigators, the police said, oh, no, he went in there looking for his shoe. And, you know, the whole story just really stunk of high hell. And then it was later found out that, you know, all of his major internal organs were removed from his body.
Whoa.
His fingernails. What? Were, you know, his fingernails were just completely removed. But anyway, so
this is news to me. I didn't hear that part at all.
Is this official? Oh. Is this what the coroner is saying, or is this what somebody else is saying?
No. This is the coroner. No. This is the, this is a fact. This is verified fact. You can, you know, you can search engine this, and you can probably, you know, find it out. All of his internal organs were completely missing, and his body was stuffed with newspapers, okay?
Whoa. What's his name again?
Kendrick Johnson. Okay?
Yeah, because I remember seeing it and kind of looking at the story and saying, oh, well, I guess people die in weird ways, and because it was weird.
Sir.
Yeah.
No, this story stunk of high hell. Not only that, you know, some of the video inside the gymnasium was doctored after family attorneys got in there. They saw that, you know, the tapes were doctored. Okay, but here's the...
Stand by, Erod. We'll let you tell the rest of the story here in a moment. 855, 450 free. You can take control of the airwaves. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5090. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5090. That's 1-800-467-5090. Call 1-800-467-5090.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here to bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the program at username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We're going back to E-Rod, but first, want to tell you about ExpressCoin. It's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, whether they be Bitcoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're also a licensed money services business, so they've jumped through all those hoops, so you don't have to worry about it. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer, or by making a deposit at a local credit union that has shared banking. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether in the U.S. or Canada. It's ExpressCoin.com. Plus, you can now do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee at all. That's a great deal. ExpressCoin.com. The coupon code is FTL. As we go back to E-Rod in Georgia, E-Rod, you're telling us about a young man who was found dead, apparently rolled up in a wrestling mat at a high school gym. His name, Kendrick Johnson.
Yes.
Is this from your area down there in Georgia?
actually, it is south. It is closer to Florida than it is where I'm currently at. I'm in the Atlanta area.
Gotcha.
Valdosta, Georgia is going south, you know, closer to Florida.
Okay.
So at any rate,
it's where they have the Wee Bear All Club that you see.
Oh, well, the Valdosta onions are Valdosta. No, is that Valdalia? I'm not sure.
That's Valdalia.
Anyway, that's Valdalia. Yeah, but anyway, continuing with the story. So
hold on. So just real quick here, you said this guy's body was found with newspaper stuffed inside it.
Yes.
I think you.
No. He wasn't found with it, but after the coroner, after the body was taken away, and they were preparing the body for burial and all this kind of stuff. Apparently the parents hired another coroner or something like that. Anyway, so all of his internal organs were found missing, and it was stuffed with newspaper, okay, to fill him out, okay?
Yeah. Now, is that unusual?
You know what? There has been some discussion about that, and I've heard where sometimes they – I'm not really sure. I've heard about that before. But at any rate, nobody has any answers as to why his internal organs were removed, why his fingernails were peeled off completely. Nobody has any answers.
Now, just to clarify, are the fingernails being peeled off? Is that something that happened with the coroner, or was that body was found?
After the body was found, the body was taken away. The body was intact and full, but apparently this was after, the body was taken away and the parents came in and, they hired their own coroner or whatever it is. And this is what they found out, I guess prior to burial, that this is how they discovered the body. After they were preparing the body to be buried, that the body was, was stuffed with newspaper.
Took the fingernails off to sort of test them to see if there is the flesh or blood of anybody who might have attacked him underneath the fingernails.
Well, I don't know. All of them, though?
You don't want to miss one.
Yeah.
And it sounds like all the stuff that was removed from the body was removed and misplaced. So.
Yeah, well, oftentimes I've heard, because I believe there was an interview, and I've heard from that oftentimes they do test, some of the internal organs and see whether or not, drugs or whatever wasn't, something like that. But, they usually put it back. But none of it was put back. It was just filled up with newspapers. So, what's that all about? I don't know.
Let me read this quote from Wikipedia, because I've looked at this since you were talking about it. And I think it's still a really strange case.
It gets stranger, but go ahead.
Okay, I'll hear that. Well, you go ahead and tell me the stranger part, and then I'll read the quote.
Well, the stranger part is that here you have a grieving parent, okay, who want to get answers. How did my son die? And yesterday, they took these people to court because they, on charges of misdemeanor account of obstruction of a government building. Because here you have, they are grieving what happened to my son, and they cannot get any answers. And these bastards out there have the gall, the audacity, these unsympathetic, no compassion, and they took them to court. They were in court today facing misdemeanor charges of obstruction. Now, I'm asking, what sort of a bastard does something like that, like to add injury to injury.
You're talking about what kind of person would charge them with misdemeanor obstruction?
Exactly.
Well, just about any cop. just about any cop. Now, look, what they apparently did was blocked entrance to a courthouse. Isn't that correct?
Yes, they did. And that is, and technically, by the rule of law, you violated the law. But what I'm saying is, though, they are showing no compassion.
That's their job. I mean, I'm not excusing it. I'm not excusing what happened to them, but that's what the police do. I mean, to be fair to the police, according to the story here, they did give them the chance to remove themselves from the premises, and they did not. So it wasn't as though the police just came right up and arrested them, at least according to the story.
Right, exactly. But you know what? so damn what?
Well, how long are they supposed to...
Have a heart. Be a damn human.
Sure, but how long are they supposed to allow protesters to close down the courthouse?
You know what? These are the parents. These are the parents. I'm sorry. Under notes, this is really, really disturbing to me. It really is. And you know what? This is why, I mean, just yesterday, or was it today, I heard about some guy shooting up some, shot a couple of cops when they were being, I don't know, they just graduated or something, they shot him up. And then, of course, you have the story of the killdozer, the guy who just, you know, fashioned some bulldozer, ran into City Hall.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got the guy who flies an airplane into an IRS building. You know what? When you hear about these stories, you know, you got to wonder, what the hell did these people, what happened to them? What did these people do to them?
Yeah, what pushes that? What pushes somebody to the limit like that? And I agree with you. I mean, certainly... handcuffing yourself, or I don't know what they did. They linked arms or something like that. But you know, whether it was handcuffing themselves or whatever, but locking themselves to the front door of the courthouse is certainly preferable to destroying the courthouse. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, the argument here, and they're likely going to be found guilty. It's a jury trial, isn't that right? That they're going up against.
It is a jury trial. It's absolutely. A total waste of taxpayer dollars. You know, to have this jury trial over these grieving parents who don't know what the hell happened to their son.
I agree. I think going too far would have been the criminal charges. I'm not supporting the charges in this case. I think the police
could have dropped the charges if they wanted.
Right. The police could have removed the parents. They could have said, get out of here, or we'll, you know.
They could have sent a psychiatrist to talk to them and, you know, help them with grief counseling and a variety of things.
But at the same time, I mean, there is an argument to say that if you're blocking the doorway to a, you know, and I'm not calling the court a place of business, but it is a place where other people have been ordered to go by the threat of violence. So, you know, Rich Paul, you or I could have had a trial that day, and if we didn't show up, we would have been charged with contempt of court.
I doubt it if there's people chained across the door.
You'd be surprised, Mark. These people don't care. I think that's what Erod's point is, that they don't have compassion. If you don't, right, you know.
That's my point. Forget the law. Forget the law. Be a human being, for God's sake. Be a human being. These people are monsters. They're...
I share your concerns.
That's the point I'm trying to make. You know?
Have made that, Erod, and I thank you for the call tonight. Thanks for bringing that story to my attention. It does sound vaguely familiar, and anyway, we can talk more about it here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can share your thoughts here. I mean, that's like a classic example of disorderly conduct, basically blocking people from being able to get from point A to point B. That's why those statutes in a lot of cases were created. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. But they wanted attention for their plight, and that did get them some.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory, so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about so-called fat shaming, which is what we opened the show with, or this bizarre death of someone who, a young man who was apparently rolled up into a wrestling mat. At least that's where he was found dead. Is the idea that he suffocated in said wrestling mat, or that he was killed beforehand and then rolled up into it? Apparently the crime has not been solved, from what I understand. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah. It probably won't be either. If it's a crime, right? Like, you know, at this point, there is a solution, you know, like a story that the police have.
Well, he sure as hell didn't roll himself into that wrestling mat.
That's not exactly true.
Could be that he rolled himself into it and unsuffocated himself.
Well, the claim
was
is...
Was he alone at the time?
The claim is, yes, he was practicing basketball and that there were... So this is a complicated story and not one that I want to dismiss just out of hand as, poo, you know, I know what happened. But... So his friend and he used to wear the same shoes to practice basketball in, and they would hide them in this rolled up mat.
Okay.
Is according to the friend, according to Wikipedia. And I tend to, you know, Wikipedia, they try to be as unbiased as they possibly can. I like them for that. So, what if he jumped in to this rolled-up mat from, say, a bleacher or something like that, so he could reach down and get the shoes? Somehow he slips, you know, his legs don't catch right or whatever, and his head hits the thing. He's knocked out, or his neck is broken, or I don't think his neck was broken. I don't see any evidence of that. But I'm just saying that, you know, the claim is blunt force trauma, and, you know, he hits and he dies. People die in weird ways all the time.
That's true.
The amount of people that die
from, you know, falling coconuts is really surprising. You know, toddlers kill more people than marijuana every year in the United States. You know, they get a hold of guns and shoot people. You know, people get killed by electric windows in their cars. People die in funny ways. I don't want to dismiss this. But now the weirdest part is that there's some video missing from the gym, from the cameras.
Surveillance?
Yep. Now the claim is they wouldn't have been watching this actual area, but they would have seen who came in the gym. And so there's surveillance video that's missing that would have, if somebody came in and like beat him up and tossed him in these mats, that's not shown. And the family's very upset about that.
And if that's the case, if somebody actually was able to access the surveillance files or
what if it's just crappy video cameras? I mean, you kind of let video cameras go. So there's a quote here, and I think this is an important one. Both the president of the Valdosta Loudness County chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Council and the lead investigator for that chapter. So two guys. That lead investigator is also the past president of the local chapter of the NAACP. So what the I think the attempt here is to remove from this this claim the racism thing. Mm-hmm. So Kendrick Johnson is black, mm-hmm. as is, I would assume, the former president of the local chapter of the NAACP.
Presumably.
If it's not, it's a really strange situation. But either way, they've stated that they believe the attorneys for the Johnsons have not entirely truthful with their statement.
And this is the Southern Christian Leadership Conference's statement?
This is a statement by two people from the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the investigator and the president. The investigator is also the former president of the NAACP local chapter.
Hmm.
He says the lawyers have not been entirely truthful with their statements and that there is no cover-up in this case. Now, that's their claim, and, I think that this, it's certainly a weird death, and I don't know anything else.
So basically, his parents don't believe the official story, and they want more attention brought to this. They want what they believe to be a more in-depth investigation. That's why they linked arms in front of the courthouse and prevented people from getting in the courthouse.
Most valuable thing in the world to them has been taken away,
right,
and that is painful.
And you know what? You know, when you've got nothing else left to live for, and I'm not saying that's the case with these folks, but certainly there's a lot less for them to live for in this case.
I would like to see the suicide rate of parents that have lost children.
Yeah.
I would suspect it is significantly higher than
average.
The average rate.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, when you've got nothing left to lose, then you're more likely to be willing to do things like this, to do civil disobedience, because F it, you know, your son's not coming back. Let's go stand in front of the courthouse and, you know, get some attention for this thing.
Some answers.
And it's very strange that time would be missing from surveillance footage. That almost sounds conspiratorial level at that point. Now, it's certainly possible the footage cut out for a period of time. I've dealt with surveillance systems before, and, you know, weird stuff can happen, but I don't know if they're saying that it only happened to a couple of the cameras or that the entire system was down for that period of time.
In November 2013, 290 hours of surveillance tape from 35 cameras that covered the gym area was released to CNN following a court request. A forensic analysis of analyst Grant Fredericks, enlisted by CNN, found the tapes from two cameras are missing an hour and 5 minutes of footage, while another set is missing 2 hours and 10 minutes.
That's interesting, super suspicious.
But do you understand that those?
It really is.
So if it's on some kind of 65-minute loop, then this one lost one of them. Two of them lost one loop.
There's
and
no
then
65-minute loop. What are you talking about?
Okay, so one lost, two of them lost an hour and 5 minutes, and then another set of two, I assume, is missing 2 hours and 10 minutes. That's exactly double. Each
coincidence.
It's just a coincidence?
First of all, this is 2013 when he died, so they're not likely using tapes, although I suppose it could be some ancient system that the government has had running since the 1990s.
I'm not claiming it's a loop. I'm just saying that it's interesting that this, you know, the missing periods, one is exactly double the other.
I would say you're just picking up on like numerology stuff here, Mark.
Okay.
That's there's nothing to be gleaned from that. But
well, I know I'm sitting
digital,
in front of
there
one
could
a-hole.
Be
technical reasons for it if for some reason the video is segmented into 55-minute blocks. 65-minute blocks. It could be that somebody erased X number of blocks and they would be a multiple of
maybe.
65.
That seems also unlikely that 65 minutes would be chosen.
Seems strange. I'm not claiming it's anything but strange.
And you have to remember that, you know, if this is a digital system, a surveillance system, then there would be no such block thing. They're just recording digital video to, you know, hard drive. Unless it's not, unless it actually is like an old, you know, VHS-based system or something.
It is the school, and it's 35 cameras. Replacing it would be very expensive. The cameras were motion-activated, and the mat area was believed to be outside the camera's range. Two cameras covered the entrance into the gym before Johnson's arrival and would have shown who, if anyone, had entered before him. Not after, but before. If somebody was in the gym before him, he came in, and then they murdered him and shoved him in whatever, and then it resulted in him dying, and shoved him in a mat, then it wouldn't have seen that, and perhaps, but I mean, you didn't catch them leaving either, so.
So the cameras were working that were viewing the entrance to the gym, is the suggestion here.
Those are the cameras that would have caught who went into the gym.
According to the story at CNN from November of 2013, Kendrick Johnson footage released, expert finds it highly suspicious. Their family waited months for hundreds of hours of surveillance video, hoping it would answer their questions. It raised only others. Rather than showing how their 17-year-old son's body ended up inside a school gym mat in January, the four cameras inside the Valdosta, Georgia gymnasium showed only a few collective seconds of Johnson jogging. The camera fixed on the gym mats was blurry. Compounding the family's suspicions was the nature of the gym videos. They're jumpy, with students intermittently appearing and vanishing, and they bear no obvious timestamps. That's also unusual for security footage. The Johnsons' attorneys were not shy in stating their suspicion that someone could have tampered with the videos. They know their child didn't climb into a wrestling mat, get stuck, and die. Where is that video? Benjamin Crump asked. Attorney Chauvin King questioned why time codes weren't shown in the videos. Quote, "We don't have any time code to which to synchronize the events that are being shown in the video. Either the cameras did this on their own, or a human being interacted to make these cameras do these things," said King. Crump further said the family believes someone corrupted the video. Lowndes County Schools insists the video is a raw feed with no edits, and the county sheriff's office, which asserts Johnson accidentally died while reaching for a shoe in one of the mats, says it didn't edit any of the files, according to their attorneys. CNN, which filed suit to secure access to the video, hired forensic video analyst Grant Fredericks to analyze more than 290 hours of material from all 35 cameras inside and outside of the gym. This man who analyzed the cameras is a U.S. Justice Department consultant and contract instructor for the FBI.
And he claims it's suspicious?
That's what he said.
I claim it's suspicious, too, but I think that, you know, once CNN has hired an analyst to go over 290 hours of video, you've got all the answers you're going to get. You know, I mean, unless we can find this missing video, you know, I don't... And the people who took it... You know, I mean, they've got whatever reasons they've got for not getting out there. I hope of...
We'll come back with more. There's a little bit more to the story about the expert that reviewed the footage. We'll come back with that on Free Talk Live.
Before Girls Night Out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for Girls Night Out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stressors we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.